This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
We got to shout out our sponsors here at the BCB. Guys, check out Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore over in Englishtown Flea Market.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Heather.
New Jersey. What do we got? G.I. Joe's, Ghostbusters.
We got horror. Wrestling. We got wrestling. We got video games. They always have great stuff in the store, always stocked to the gills. I might actually go there tomorrow.
Best store in the world. Our favorite store.
Some of our favorite people, too. I love them.
That's it. And also got to shout out our new sponsors here for May, the No Gimmicks Podcast. Podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. Check them out on all your podcast platforms. And they have a Facebook group, the No Gimmicks Podcast fan page. Check them out. Let's do some interviews, goodest brother.
Let's do this.
Stay tuned.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
You asked me way too many prep questions.
There's a lot of stats, right?
Sir, I am a professional, sir. This is what we do.
All right.
If you need help with something, you give me the little nudge over here on the side, you know? He's asking me, what titles are you holding? You need to help me with the last
one. All you have to say is just all of them.
And I'm just like, just play. Just we'll do what we do, right?
I'm holding titles. I'm going to hold them, or I already held them.
So, to correct you, is TCW Middleweight Championship.
Yes, sir.
ECPW Light Middleweight Champion.
And the new one.
And the new one is Campeonato Medio from Promociones de Cholo, which is...
I would have not gotten that.
What he said.
Yeah.
Which translates to Middleweight Champion of that promotion.
Okay. That was in Mexico.
That was in Mexico, yes. And it's super cool because I'm actually like the first one of the history of the promotion where I am, I'm a non-Mexican.
Oh.
I'm not politically correct. I don't know if I can say that or not. I'm sorry. I apologize if I can't say that. But I am like the first non-Mexican to win a championship.
That's a huge deal.
That's super huge.
Like, wow.
It
was amazing, Ray. Just to see that, man, you're winning gold. Like I always say with Ray, he literally makes every championship he wins a world championship because he travels the world defending these championships, working with other promotions, helping up-and-comers as well. I appreciate you doing that. But, Ray, the moment that stood out for me, man, not just the accolades. We can go on and on. Oh, no. We've done this a few times.
Look, he's got gold on his sunglasses. Come on, guys.
Just look.
Come on, man.
Can you see that?
Come on.
You can never.
Ray, I thought the coolest thing I saw in your story, some of the reels, these kids, I believe it was in Mexico, with the luchador mask, lining up to get them signed. That's what this is all about. I thought that was so cool, man.
Dude,
what was that like?
So that was in Auditorio Fausto, which is in Tijuana. That's where I wrestled. That's the night that I did win the championship, which was about a month ago now or so. And, I'm backstage. I'm packing my stuff up, ready to head out. And then I just get like this rush of kids. Must have been 20 kids at least. Oh, can you sign the lucha mask?
That was just awesome.
And that's so cool.
Bro, so to me, like I felt kind of weird because I'm signing someone else's their gimmick or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
I get what you mean.
Bret Hart, somebody gives me a Bret Hart shades, like they want me to sign it. It's like, no, I can't do that. But I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll sign it. So I just like started signing everyone's stuff. And it was super cool because they're like, can we take a picture? I'm like, of course we can take a picture. Yeah, let's just take a picture. So it's always super cool when I get moments like that.
And I've seen that happen even in promotions around here. Like you just won I think it was the middleweight title. You had just won it. People were kind of coming backstage after the show, like right through the curtain just to meet you.
So
that's crazy.
So that day, which was 275 days ago, yes. Longest reigning TCW.
But who's counting? Who's counting?
Who's counting? Nobody counts. But that night, dude, I'll never forget. Just everyone. So the minute, like, let's say we would finish talking because we were talking, then the next person, oh, I need to do an interview. Okay, whatever. Oh, I need to take a picture with you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Just another day in the life.
And then it's just, but no one understands that part, right? No one understands the part that, like, once you become champion, like, everything changes.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're, like, you are in the limelight when you are entertaining the fans, but, like, when you are deemed champion, it goes tenfold, like, under a microscope.
There's a lot of that mentality. Yeah. Like, you're the guy, you're the draw. And I always say with Ray Kalitri, and a lot of promoters are taking notice. I'll say that right now. Yeah. A lot of international promotions taking notice as well, Ray. Yeah. Congratulations to you. But we got to talk shop a little bit here. You know what we used to do, Ray? ISBW, we're here at 80s Wrestling Con, man. Yep. I got to ask, you know, shouting out the event. Were you a fan of any of these guys growing up?
Dude, I was hanging out. I don't even know if I should be saying this.
He's gonna tease us.
We ain't live.
He's gonna tease it,
dude. So last night we were hanging out. I got a personal invitation, right? Oh, come hang out where all the wrestlers are staying.
This guy.
I'm like, what?
This guy.
Sure. And mind you, I had just did a wrestling Cinco de Mayo show or whatever. So my adrenaline.
You didn't want to leave the Kalitri estate,
right?
You know?
Yeah. So you know, my adrenaline was still pumping from the event. And they're like, oh, you know, come over here, whatever. And I'm like, okay, sure, dude. And I walk in, and I see the Blair Brothers. And I see Brian from the Killer Bees. And I see Magnum TA pull in. And, dude, I see Wendy Richter. And, dude, my heart is just going, do.
And they're probably like, Ray Kalitri's here?
And the shining star.
And they're coming up to me. They're enamored by me. Right? Because they put me over. They put me over so much. And they're like, oh, you know, watch my guy. You know, watch this. This is the next guy. This is the next guy. And in the back of my head, I'm like, no, you're the man. You know, like, you know, in my head, I'm like, no, Brian, you're the man. No, Magnum TA. Like, and then they were just telling like super cool stories of like the 70s and the 80s, bro. And it was like a podcast like this, but just like no cameras, no nothing was out.
That's awesome. Oh yeah, with those guys, it's like story time. Like you could sit around like in a circle and just listen to those guys talk all day. Those girls and gals. They have so many stories.
Super, super cool that I was very fortunate.
That's awesome.
They extended the invitation to me, and out of a whim, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go say hello, whatever. And I was the best dressed in the room last night as well. I'm just going to point out.
I mean, people taking pictures of the shining star right now, doing an interview. This is every day for you, right?
This
is every day for you, man. Everywhere he goes, man. But I did say we got to talk shop.
Yep.
You know, you're here, always best dressed, but he does have a match today. You're in, I think there's a battle royale in the show, ISPW Rock and Wrestling. Ray, you're going to be in this one. You're taking ISPW by storm, man. It's good to see you here, killing it. No stranger to gold. Maybe you'll be holding gold here someday. Any plans, any strategy? Dory ain't live, but going into this one, man.
So the only thing that I know is that the winner of this Rumble gets a future shot, a 1 year valid future shot.
That's huge.
Heavyweight gold.
Oh, you like that. You like that gold,
bro. Listen, if you know anything about me, I am a man of the limelight. I am the man of the gold. I am the man of the money. I am the man of the attention, of whatever you want to call this. I'm a man of all of this. All of this that you see here. So my purest intentions that I have is to win. I just have to beat 9 other guys.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to make Nunes park the Maserati, man. That was, I mean, come on, man.
And listen, it was a chance to get in the Maserati. I'm just saying.
You ain't wrong. My guy.
The manual transmission might be bad, though. So.
High profile. Ray, I got to ask you this one, bro. You know, you and I, we'll be on the red carpet later, talking about a little something we do, wrestling fat. They're taking pictures, the Kalitri again. Everywhere you go, man.
Just pictures.
Everywhere. Anyway, I digress. Ray, we're on the red carpet, man. What do you think, man? I got dressed up. I'm not a shiny star.
So you know,
this is a lot, bro.
This has caught me by complete surprise.
Really?
Because I'm not used to this. So when you message.
Neither am I.
When you message me, you're like, oh, can I just wear a blazer with a t-shirt? I'm like, absolutely not. That is unacceptable. I don't want to see that. Listen, if you're watching this, never wear t-shirt with a blazer. It is embarrassing. Okay, that is embarrassing. But I will say, this is absolutely spectacular because I am a fan of the brightness and the
blingness.
That's huge. It's a little loud.
Very nice.
It's a little loud.
And then, you know, always supporting.
I'm a smart man. I know what I'm doing.
You know
what
you're doing.
Contractually obligated, but
ain't sleeping on the couch today, hopefully.
Smart man. Smart man.
That's it. And I appreciate that, Ray. But you are wrestling tonight.
Yes.
You're out here doing press and interviews.
Yes.
Everyone's taking pictures of you.
Yes.
We're also doing the red carpet. Is that kind of your philosophy to be like, hey, if I'm here, I'm going to be here. Do a little bit of everything, man.
I'm a man who wears many hats.
Yes,
you do. I have many
jackets,
talents,
watches. Yeah.
He's got the invisible hat on right now, though, so.
I got the broadcast. No, you have the broadcasting hat. You have the. I have the.
There you go.
Interviewee hat, right? That's what it
you
called.
Do. You're
the
doing
special guest.
What a special guest. There you go.
There you go. I got you, man.
Come on, man. He's the co-host with the most. Ray,
tells me what to say.
I got to ask you this. You know, usually we're talking about other promotions. Now you're climbing the ladder here at ISPW. Possibly, if you win tonight, maybe you get that World Heavyweight Championship shot here at ISPW. Who do you want to work with here at ISPW that you haven't yet?
Anybody and everybody who people say, oh, that guy should be on TV.
Yeah.
That's the guy, that's the person that I want to work with. Because I'm not here to waste time. I'm not here to, like, mess around. Like,
yeah.
I'm here to put in the work. I'm here to, you know, so that people could really know, like, oh, Ray means business. And I've been doing that, I would say, for the past 2 years. I've been a little bit more on the map, a little bit more notoriety, a little bit more, you know, from the people and the fans. So it's...
I think what it is, and we've talked about this several times on the show, but, like, you present yourself as such.
Yep.
I mean, best dressed guy in the room.
It's weird. The pyramids aren't in the background. We're not in Egypt.
Not this time, you know.
No, not this time anyway.
Somewhere else there. You got the vets complimenting you.
Yep.
A lot of promoters are just on board, man. A lot of promotions hiring you nationwide and internationally as well, man. What does that mean to you, man? I always like to ask you this one, man, as you continue to ride that wave and grow, man, because they're like, oh, this guy takes his belts around the world.
Sure.
This guy looks like a star in and out of the ring. He's doing a little bit of everything, man. What's that like for you?
It's still very, very surreal to me, because to me it's like, oh, this, I'm just doing my thing, right? But my thing in other people's eyes means so much more than what, because I feel like, me personally, like I'm not doing enough. And, you know, my extremely hot girlfriend, my beautiful Soraya, she's always like, oh, but you're doing this. And I'm like, no, but it's not, to me, it's not enough. It's not enough. I should be doing more.
Good problem to have. Yeah.
Right? It's a very good problem to have. But to hear the compliments and the feedback, especially like from all of these old school wrestlers, especially last night, when they're just like, this is how you come dressed. I'm like, yeah, man, this is what I look like all the time.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
Much so to a point where like one of the fans asked me, hey, do you even own a pair of sweats and like, a t-shirt?
That's a fair question, bro.
Just because
he doesn't.
You always see me suited up, you know? Always see me suited up. Except when I'm in the ring. I'm just. But it's super humbling for me, because can I be this guy who has currently 3 titles and I currently travel the world and, you know, I do all this cool stuff? Can I be a jerk? Yeah, of course. I could be a jerk. I could be Mr. Big Headed or whatever. But
you brought me a coffee today, so we're best friends today. Class act.
Hashtag BFC.
BFC, that's it. Best friends club.
Best friend club.
That's it.
And I know AJ's watching.
I like it.
Come on, that hasn't ended yet. That didn't end yet. Bro, you don't need him. You don't need this guy.
I love you, AJ. But no, it's very rewarding when the fans take notice of my work, and when fellow promoters start asking about me. How do you feel about bringing Ray into the promotion?
Yeah.
How do you feel if I put him in this program, you know, et cetera? And when my name just pops up and, like, nothing but positive answers come out of their mouths. Rather, I'm a good guy or a bad guy, it doesn't matter, because my work speaks for itself.
Exactly.
The way I carry myself speaks for itself. The way I treat the fans when they're watching and they're looking. Like this guy, hey, how's it going? How's it going? Everything's all right?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing? Everything good? Live interview.
That's it. Shining star right here. Big star right here. Kalitri 3 belts.
Kalitri 3 belts.
3 belts.
Oh, 3 belts. Okay, all right.
See.
All right.
See. That's all I got. See.
Yeah. It's super humbling, super cool. And we just keep working harder than what I am already.
I love how you've evolved. We're obviously bringing the red carpet later tonight, but tell us how that came into your entrance. We see you also interacting with the audience a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, why are you the shining star?
Sure.
And like, it don't matter, you know.
Yeah.
You got that whole thing. Tell us how your character has evolved, your persona, I should say.
So my persona has always been an homage to Ric Flair, Gino Hernandez, Nick Bockwinkel. I will always say that, always. So I just took bits and pieces from each and one of them, and then I just created it into my own. But then, like, there was... So remember when I was coming out with a T-shirt, when I won that TCW Getaway Champion, then I threw you the thing.
That's insane.
It was so perfect. It fell right underneath.
So if those who don't know, he comes out rocking the BCP shirt. Thank you for that. Throws it out of the ring over everyone in the crowd, threads it under the card cam, and it lays on the table in front of me.
Of course. He's like Mr. Perfect.
It was insane.
So that was the last time that I wore a T-shirt, because me and Soraya, we were brainstorming, what is it, you know, to take that next level look, right?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
So we started watching some Ric Flair, old school Ric Flair coming out entrances, and she's like, what about a rope? And I'm like, nah, I can't do a rope because everybody knows that's Ric Flair's, you know.
Yeah, that's a shtick.
That's a shtick. She goes, all right, let's try a fur coat. And I'm like,
it works.
Okay, that might work.
It
works. So then she's like, all right, so what if we try like a red carpet? And I'm like, okay, so let's try the red carpet, but I want to put the golden poles with the velvet rope.
Then
it just came completely out of nothing, and like you said, just continue evolving, continue getting better, and just continue rocking. That's all we keep doing.
He wouldn't let me on the red carpet with my other shoes. Would not let me on it, but that's another story.
You're lucky I'm letting you on with a coat and a shirt, even though I just gave you a compliment, but you're
I'll
lucky.
It's the best I can get. I ain't no shining star. I'm working on it. Ray, last question from me, man.
Sure.
I want to be respectful of your time. Big day for you, man. What is next for you on the globe? Where are you spinning that globe? You're pointing your finger. Where are you going? Can you tell us? You got anything coming up?
Yeah. I have some cool things coming up. I won't give out the dates.
Whatever,
because
you can share.
Whatever you can share. Okay, I don't want to get you in trouble there.
I have Italy coming up.
Really?
No big deal.
Yeah, no,
Italy,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Italia.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Maron. I got Mexico coming up again. And I have Thailand. So.
Really?
Wow.
Have you been in Thailand?
No, it was my first time in eight.
Wow.
You mentioned you had wanted to go there,
yes,
right?
Yes. We'll be out there. And each tour that I'm doing, it'll be 10 days long. So I'll have more than enough time to, explore and work and, you know, all that other fun stuff.
Love it, Ray. Tell everyone where they can follow you, get the merch on.
If they're not following you already.
Come on.
Before we do all of that.
Of course, yes.
Oh, no.
Before we sign off, because I know you're giving me the go-home cue. You're right.
He's got the broom.
He's got the broom.
Oh, boy.
I need you to do me a favor.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Do I have to change my shirt?
No, okay. No. I am talent, sir. You either hire someone to hold this microphone for me, or you get me a nice little stand, or you get me the nice little microphone that goes here. This is... I'm an international science star.
It's beneath him.
I'm sorry. I drive a Maserati. I hold three titles.
I parked it.
That's on me.
I travel the world, and I'm holding a microphone. Like, you should have someone...
I'm sorry.
You know, perching this up for me.
I'll hold that for you, Ray. I apologize for that, man.
We'll both hold it next time.
That's it. Yeah, right. We got you, bro. I apologize.
Jesus Christ.
It's beneath you, man.
You know what I need to know? Before we sign off, before we wrap it up one more time, I want to know, why have you not ever come into the picture.
I'm already in trouble. I'm sleeping on the couch tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
How come you have never ever interviewed this beautiful woman?
I have.
When?
Several times.
No, in BCP.
In BCP.
No. This is maybe before you guys started.
That's true.
We need.
During the pursuit.
During the pursuit. During the pursuit of the title.
Thanks, bro. You're a real one.
During the pursuit of the title.
But there may or may not be a Vicious Vicky interview in the next few minutes. That being said, I want to sleep on the couch.
Right.
That's, oh, God. I don't like this. Whatever this faction is, I don't like this.
Fashion week winners.
They beat the system.
It's the sunglasses.
That's it.
That's what we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, the international shining star, Ray Tres Belts.
Mr.
Ray Caligiuri, we out. Peace.